This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day way for you to have a good day. And who better to help us have a good day? Someone to keep our heads straight instead of it being crooked, as often is the case with some of the characters that are on this program. Along with Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, and Roberta Fasanelli, we present to you. Now, here's where we need the regal entrance, Richie. Got goosed.
Nice to have Roberta back.
Uh-huh. Not terrible.
Right. Dr. Joy Brown is with us.
Let's pick one of the appropriate entrance theme for Joy, okay?
Yeah.
Ready?
No, that's not it.
No. She's heard that from a lot of patients, I bet.
A lot. Yeah.
And ex-husbands?
Yeah.
No.
How about I just call to say I love you?
That's a very good way for you to get introduced. Thank you.
I just call to say I love you.
Yeah.
All right. Or joy to the world.
All right, I'll take the banjo.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go for the banjo.
All right, so let's talk about gay marriage in Kentucky. I figure we got everybody else's opinion.
Okay, left.
I figure it's time for a food fight.
Marriage in Kentucky.
Yeah, the lady who is in
if
question.
Brother marries his brother. Is that gay marriage in Kentucky, or is that just a normal day?
Well, that was a question I asked without being facetious. This woman doesn't want to let gay people get married.
I think that's
yet,
fine. I think she should then go find a job where that doesn't have anything to do with her job.
Right.
Well, yeah.
But then there are marriage licenses, and I said this to sort of be facetious, but I wasn't really being facetious, where Cousin Joe has married Cousin Alice.
It varies greatly that a first cousin is not necessarily, depending on the society, a no-no and can be a yes-yes. The reason, presumably, that people were not, and the whole issue about first cousins is a relatively modern one in terms of laws against it. And what happened is once they figured out about genetic material and the idea of why you don't want close intermarriage in general, let alone first cousins, is because recessive genes then can dominate. Mm-hmm. And as you guys remember from Biology 101, if you have a recessive gene, it doesn't show unless you get two recessive genes.
Right.
For example, a lot of people think intelligence may be a recessive gene. So the idea
especially in Congress.
Or Kentucky. Don't say that. Yeah. Right. So the idea being that the idea of close intermarriage is that it just makes recessive genes show as opposed to be hidden. But not all recessive genes are bad. I mean, for example, I think curly hair actually may be a dominant gene. Blue eyes are dominant. So, I mean,
blue eyes are dominant or recessive? I thought blue eyes were recessive. Brown eyes are dominant.
Not important for
I can't remember. It's one of the
red hair is recessive.
Curly hair, I think, is recessive.
Yeah.
No, let's keep going. Dr. Joy Brown, Roberta Fasanelli, by the way, have a Queen of Cheap report in a few minutes here on Good Day.
Is she doing that or am I? We
Cheap. Well, maybe you can contribute once.
Yes, absolutely. I'd love to hear what you know.
All right, you're both New Yorkers.
Yeah.
And you both have the same opinion of Donald Trump. When it comes
giggle.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
When it comes to, however, people to fix our problems that we create ourselves by electing people who are not good at fixing problems that they create them, what is psychologically, Joy, do we need to look for in a potential president? Because I think that's
really good question.
Yeah.
All right. So we actually did we did on my program for yesterday. What is on a scale of 0 to 10? What is your confidence confidence in the government, which was embarrassing. We got like 100 responses or something, and the average was like 0.0. I mean, people were, there was
no
one
confidence
seven.
In this government. There's no confidence at all. No leadership.
None. Okay.
We have a hero.
But no. We're not talking about any particular president. We're just talking about the government
leadership.
In general for the last 50 years.
Leadership is what we're talking about.
Well, we're not even we didn't even get that specific. We just said, do you trust the government?
Yeah.
And they said, no. Mm. Although, one of the points was, if you look at government as Congress, the Supreme Court, and the president, not at all. But if you look at government as infrastructure, making the trains run on time, taking care of roads, police, fire, that they do. And that was an interesting distinction. All right. So my point was, who do we get to run for president? If we don't like anybody who's running, how do we get good people to run? Which is a huge issue. And my second point was that, for me, the presidency is kind of like being a parent. And I go around saying it's one of the most important jobs any of us ever undertake with absolutely no training. We have no idea what it really entails.
Yep.
And if you think about it, the presidency is kind of like the father of the country, right? So these guys go in thinking that they're either arrogant or they want to make a lot of money, or they have no idea what the job entails. And even if you're the vice president, presumably you have not very much, and most vice presidents don't run anymore anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is, how do you pick somebody that you think would be really good? And what we tend to do in our country is we have popularity contests. We pick the best looking, the tallest, the most articulate. We have popularity contests. The most successful ruler of a country that exists at this moment right now is probably Queen Elizabeth II, who has been a monarch longer than anybody else in England, and has gone from Stalin to the current day. And she's respected. Now, admittedly, it's a monarchy, so it's a different issue.
But she's very influential on what goes on in public
absolutely.
Policy. Absolutely. Don't think the Queen and the royal family are extraordinarily influential. The most influential in British life. They really
are. And understand that her father was second in line, so he was never expected to be. And so this was a job that she took having no real training for it, no real expectation. So the question is, and my guess is, she's not exactly a charismatic figure. We trust her.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we, and obviously we're not going to go back to a constitutional monarchy. Maybe George was right and should have kept this.
It's in the wave.
So the question is, how do you pick somebody? And if you want to pick somebody who agrees with you, you're going to limit your options, because nobody's going to agree with you completely. So how do you pick somebody that has some integrity, that's never, by definition, not going to be experienced in it? Come on. Unless they're a second-term president, and then half the country hates them anyway. So how do you pick somebody? And I think you pick somebody that's smart, that maybe has some business sense, except running the government has very little to do with
Donald Trump,
business.
You've just described him.
Integrity?
Yeah, business sense.
Everyone
ends up being egomaniacal.
Whether you look at Donald
Trump or Hillary Clinton, they both have egos that can't fit into
anywhere. Well, look, you're not going to get,
that's why,
you know,
Clinton,
you're not going to get
Obama,
Mr.
Bush.
Peepers to run for president.
No, you're not.
And probably the most moral human being we've had in the last 50 years was one of the lousiest presidents, which was Jimmy Carter.
I
don't know how we...
Well, he was moral, yeah.
He was moral. And one of the most immoral was probably one of the better presidents, Richard Nixon, under the circumstances.
Yeah. Yeah.
16 past the hour, Dr. Joy Brown, Roberta Fasanelli, Queen of Cheap, has her Queen of Cheap report in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist. And they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed. But I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women, safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores clean and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now, mention Doug Steffen, and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want
a great deal. Right now, get up to $250 off select laptops, desktops, and 2-in-1 PCs with Windows 10.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free. Get more tech for up to $250 less. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 9/26, valid in-store and online while supplies last.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
She's the queen of jazz, the diva of pop. It's Roberta Bessanelli.
Hi, today is Queen of Cheap Report from Roberta. Posted information you can find in the Better Living box, by the way, at DougSteffen.com. All right, you've got it, Robertsky.
Okay, free national park passes. Who wants a free national park pass? I do. Well, you got to find a fourth grader or somebody who looks like a fourth grader or your neighbor's fourth grader or grab one off the streets. But all you got to do is All you got to do is find a fourth grader, and then you go to the wonderful link that we have posted for you at DougSteffen.com. You sign them up, and you get a free year-long pass to all of our national parks. Pass is good for a full year, starting from September 2nd of this month to August 31st next year. The national parks, the forest, the monument, the wildlife refuge. Normally, this costs $80, and it'll get in the parents and the kids as well. And listen, if you're a teacher or an educator, and even if you homeschool a kid, you can get your entire fourth grade class in absolutely free. Plus, you as part of the Every Kid in the Park program. So just get your neighbor's fourth grader. Just go online. I went online. I don't have a fourth grader. I want online. I signed up for
it. Your husband?
No. The Every Kid in the Park. I just said, yes, I have a fourth grader.
They're going to be nice enough to give us a free pass to something we pay taxes for anyway.
Yeah. That's awesome. Because I figure I might take the kid across the street with me sometimes.
Sure. Why a fourth grader? Why that particular distinction?
They said fourth grader.
What if you flunked fourth grade?
Educational.
Can you still go?
What if you skipped fourth grade? Or if you're homeschooled?
Okay.
You know,
60 seconds, Roberta. Yeah. Get it in. Come on, let's go.
And also, free college textbooks. There's a program just in time for back to college. You'd be surprised how many colleges subscribe to this program. Most of the public universities, state universities, city universities are on this list, and you can get the equivalent of what you're studying in class that you may have to buy your textbook. They have the equivalent textbook absolutely free at OpenStaxCollege.org. We have that link for you at DougSteffen.com, and you can download them, and you don't have to pay a dime. And the colleges will recognize them. That's the whole thing about this program, that they put the books to the college, and they said, yeah, okay, we'll accept that as a textbook, you know, in lieu of the one you have to pay like $50 for instead.
I read Lady Chatterley's Lover when I was in college.
I figured you did.
Accepted stuff. Catcher in the Rye.
Challenger.
21 after a good day.
By now. now you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is the musical portion of the program. Every hour at this time, we have some sort of musical reference. So we've chosen the year 1987 to go back, and the top five songs are our focus. Whitney Houston, Didn't We Almost Have It All, was number five during this week in 1987. Big, big voice, bright voice. Yeah, she almost had it all and then ruined it. So Bobby Brown helped her go down that road, and then her daughter, same thing.
I learned, boy, I think it was her.
You think?
Apparently she
more than him before he came along.
She had problems in high school.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then what is the perfect storm of two addicts getting together?
Yeah,
right.
And having a child, and that child becomes an addict.
Sad story.
But Bobby shows Brown seems to have turned his life around a little bit.
He was somebody that none of us thought very highly of for much of
his life. Everybody thought he corrupted her, and that must have been something weird to live with. Yeah.
Hey, listen, when you watch your ex-wife and your daughter both die, the way that they did, it's got to change you.
Yeah, only adult would not respond
to
that.
And he has a brand new baby, so hopefully that's
who is he with now?
I don't know. I don't think anybody famous that we would know, but...
All right. Speaking of people that are famous, this lady became famous because of her father, and then she deserved recognition on her own. She was first equated with lots of religious music and then had hits like this one. Debbie Gibson, number four, Only in My Dreams.
Are you thinking of...
I am a fan of Debbie Boone.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Hello. Ding, 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 ding. Thank you, Richie. Debbie Gibson. Who's Debbie Gibson related to?
Nobody.
Mr. and Mrs.
Gibson. Mr. and Mrs. Gibson. Well, let's take it all back. I didn't mean anything that I said.
Do you want me to share a memory about Debbie Gibson?
Yes, please.
Because this is so my wheel. Like, I started wearing the black hat, you know, because she'd wear, like, the felt black hat in the 80s. But she had a perfume called Electric Youth, named after one of her songs.
Yeah.
That was my signature scent during junior high.
Sweet.
Electric Youth.
Very nice. All right, so then we move to somebody who also is electric. Number three position this week was occupied by Madonna. Madonna. Who
was that girl? She had a perfume. Didn't she have a perfume line or something too, Madonna?
I don't know that Madonna ever had perfume.
Or was it a bra line?
I don't think she said that. She had a couple of books.
I would be almost scared to wear a perfume that Madonna made.
Really?
Yeah.
I think, Richie, I didn't realize you were into perfumes at all. That's interesting. No.
Hey, yeah.
Interesting.
No man thinks he's into perfume, but every man is. I swear, it's one of the things that I've learned.
What's cologne other than perfume?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm much more a Debbie Boone kind of guy, or a Debbie Gibson kind of guy.
Yeah. Men appreciate a good smelling perfume, though. I've been told I smell good a lot.
You do smell good.
You do smell good.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. It's better. It's more important to smell good than not, frankly.
This is always a good point, Doug.
Michael Jackson in the number two spot for this week in 1987 with I Just Can't Stop Loving You. Crank it up, Richie. Oh, you'll appreciate this. Speaking, we're telling stories. Bob Kay, who is a great friend and has been since 1968, and his wife have a cookout. So Meredith and I went down there yesterday, and we went into a studio, and Meredith was like breathtaking. She's looking at all the stuff in the studio and all the things going on there, and screens and that sort of thing. So he dug up a couple of things on Facebook, and then he was playing something that he put on. You know, he's very creative and something he passed along. And then I said to him, you got to be fine, Tavares, and heaven must be missing an angel. And we looked at it. We had the greatest time watching and singing along to that video and looking at those pants that those guys wore in 1976.
Much like the ones you used to have.
Yeah, right. Number one.
Oh, yeah.
1987. First week of September belonged to Los Lobos and the remake, the cover, if you will, of Ricky Valens' La Bamba. Pretty appropriate for this group. Number one this week, 1987. Here on Good Day, 28 after the hour. Did you know that walking actually burns more fat than jogging? Walking 30 minutes a day, 5 times a week, builds bone mass and reduces your risk of osteoporosis. Walking also improves heart health by increasing heart rate and circulation and can actually cut your odds of catching a cold in half. Make a plan to walk 30 minutes a day, and while you're out, walk on by to say hi to your local Health Mart pharmacy. They'd love to see you. Caring for you and about you, this health tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart pharmacy. Visit healthmart.com.
Walmart can help you stay one step ahead of flu season. Because at Walmart, you can get your flu shot anytime from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. And while you're in the store, pick up Lysol disinfecting wipes and Lysol disinfectant spray that actually kill cold and flu viruses and antibiotic-resistant bacteria. These are steps you can take right now at Walmart to help prevent the flu from getting to you.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply. Use all products as directed.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/rate. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with your low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/rate. That's Prosper.com/rate.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Exciting Doug Steffen Good Day program. Imagine, Richie, you and I and Kenny could go home if there were two other voices here. Jennifer Horn and Meredith. If those two were on with Joy and Roberta, be the end. Good night. Goodbye. Good luck.
The old woman show.
Well, I was going to say, why are we just, the two of us can do this if you guys want to go take a break.
There's no way.
We're good. Joy and I could do the show.
Yeah, we could leave you two here alone. It would be an absolute just mob scene. No control.
I have to tell you, guys.
A lot of vacancies here. Tomorrow.
No commercials would get played.
No, we pay. We're not stupid. You know, we know.
Yeah, exactly. We know.
Yeah, and we're pros.
But you don't care about Doug's money. You would just sit there and chit-chat until, you know.
I mean, it's the perfect scenario. I'm from New York, and now I live in New Orleans. And Joy's from New Orleans, and now she lives in New York. Bingo. Mm-hmm. There we go.
I have to tell you guys, at one
the
point.
Kentucky game over?
No.
I'm not allowed in Kentucky.
Are we assuming that you and Doug are going to go to Kentucky next? I mean,
no. What, Richie and I? Are you kidding?
Doug will have me.
No, I would go get on a tractor. Actually, I have a lot of things to do today, and this is, the program is just delaying me from getting the other things done that I need to do. So,
but Roberta and I will take care of it for you. Don't worry. Yeah,
I know you will. But I need to come back to this tomorrow, you see.
Yeah, right, okay.
You don't. I do.
They had me do a weekend show with one of the guys, one of the news guys.
Yeah.
And they used to do
OR?
Food.
When
I was at OR, and they would do food. Yeah. And so I was a Moira Seasons broadcaster, so I kind of ran the show when he ordered the food. And what he ordered was adult milkshakes, which he didn't tell me. I just thought, well, these are delicious. Mm. Yeah, they had booze in them. And I don't drink.
No.
So, and he said, oh, these are delicious, and they're chocolate, like, and they're delicious.
So you are in under.
Our producer said it was the best weekend show ever, and they never let us work together again, ever.
All right.
George, what years were you at OR, by the way?
See what I mean?
Oh, forever.
Yeah,
forever.
She was there a long time.
Because I was there from, like, 81 to 83.
Okay, hold on.
No,
I'm
just go ahead. We'll talk later.
All right. So there are three things that are connected here. First item, United Airlines announced that their chairman, chief executive officer, Mr. Jeff Smixt, has been fired because he made a deal with the former chairman of the New York, New Jersey, whatever they call it,
Transit Authority.
The Transit, but it's the New York, New Jersey Port Authority.
Right.
So among other things, this guy had a very close friendship with the fellows running the airports, to the point where he was looking for favors for United. So he gave this guy's mother lived someplace in either North Carolina or South Carolina, and he had a hard time getting there. So United instituted a flight from JFK to this guy's mother's hometown in order to accommodate this guy, and so United could get what they wanted from the Port Authority. They sent a daily flight from New York to this guy. I guess there are some other things that were irregular, and so Mr. Smixt was fired with a check for $5 million.
Yeah.
Gets the rest of his life. He has air conditioning. He has health care, and he has a car and whatever other things he has. So there's that.
You get fired, and you get all these perks like health care. Does
right.
Fire me, please, to give me perks like health care and a car?
Well, he gets it for the rest of his life. And
yeah.
He gets flight perks, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, next.
Could you do that for me? Could you fire me, Doug, and give me health care?
No, we don't trust the government for the rest of my life.
That'd be really nice.
Here's number two. There's no comment necessarily. That's just sort of one of those human interest things. British Airways has a daily flight from most every major city in America to London. Included in that major city seascape or landscape is Las Vegas. Unfortunately, as the plane went down the runway, one of the tires exploded. Bits and pieces of the tire got up in the engine. The engine exploded, and poof, there was a fire that looked, by the way, pretty scary. Now, here's an example. You don't hear this from me very much. Here's an example of when the people running a public entity like the airport got it right. They were so good. Richie, you've got the audio there of the captain declaring a mayday. Within 90 seconds of this guy saying, we've got a fire, we have an emergency, in 90 seconds, they had the airport facilitator out there with crews. Within 3 minutes, the fire trucks were there dousing the flames on the plane. If it had been, and by the way, the pilot was very much his wits about him. He pulls all the stops on all the equipment that shuts off the flow of oil, hydraulic oil to the engine, the flow of fuel to the engine, all the electric current to the engine, and there's also a stop that they pull that puts sort of a powder on the engine to try to put the fire out. If he hadn't done that, plane's full of fuel, it would have taken a matter of seconds for that fuel to get into the wing and blow up that plane. So there was nobody who died. There were a few people who got hurt sliding down the rubber watches to get out of the plane.
The slides, yeah.
Yeah, and that was it. I mean, if you look at the pictures of that plane, the video,
wow,
you think that plane's going to blow up in any second. And Richie, did you find the audio?
I do, right.
Goosebumps.
I'd like to hear that from
go home.
Well, that's the British way.
You know what?
Yeah. We're requesting heavy fire service.
Well, I mean, you know, Sully Sullenberg, you listen to his tape, and that guy steel.
Yeah.
But that's the way these pilots are trained.
Yeah.
Think about that. You're sitting in like a 4 foot or a 3 foot room with the back of your plane on fire, talking to the tower.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And telling them you're on fire.
Mm.
How many people would want to just, I'm gone.
See you later.
Bye.
All right. So here's the third. Here's the hat trick in the stories. The lady's name is Cherie Stanley. Works for ExpressJet that feeds Delta and United and maybe American. I think it may do small plane, the express planes, the commuter planes for at least two, if not three.
The puddle jumpers.
Yeah, puddle jumpers.
Like United Express,
right.
American Eagle,
yep,
those.
That's that's exactly who it is. So this lady is a flight attendant. Her name, I gave you, Cherie Stanley. She has filed a discrimination complaint against them because she's a Muslim. She just started her job, and she's refused to serve alcohol because of her religious beliefs. Hello,
why would
can
she
you
take
say
that job?
Exactly. Hello.
It's like, why would you get a job as a bartender if it's against your religious beliefs to serve alcohol?
Yeah,
because she wants to create a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
She took the job knowing that she would bring this lawsuit forward.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way you didn't know that you were going to ask me.
Well, the other side of it is that the people at the airline during the hiring ought to know, at least at this point in time, that you don't hire Muslims to do this kind of work because they don't.
No,
want
but they can't do that
you
because then they're
that.
Just.
How can they not do it?
Because then that's discrimination.
Why?
Yeah.
If it's part of your religion and that gets in the way of you performing your job, why would you hire somebody there in the first place to do it?
They're allowed to ask if she's willing to serve liquor. They're not allowed to ask what her religious beliefs are.
Well, that should be on the questionnaire.
It should be on everybody's.
You
have a problem serving. Oh, okay, that's fine.
It will be on the questionnaire now.
Part of your duties are to serve alcohol. Do you have a problem serving alcohol?
Mm-hmm.
If the answer is no, if the answer is yes, well then you're not.
But tell me she didn't take this job knowing that this is the situation.
Of course she did. Somebody put her up to it.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
All right. In a moment, we're going to meet Amanda Turkle, who writes for the Huffington Post. Her focus has been Kim Davis. We'll talk about Kim Davis and the article that she wrote.
Did she serve alcohol?
Kim Davis or Amanda Turkle?
No, she used to drink it.
Kim Davis.
We'll find out in a moment here.
We'll get her a new job.
Yeah, as we continue, it's 43 past the hour on Good Day.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual Institutional Services LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delphum to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
This is a MultiView special report brought to you by State Farm. State Farm claims data show that the chances of you having a claim from colliding with a deer while driving have remained the same over the past year. Statistics also show the likelihood more than doubles during the months of October, November, and December. Dave Phillips from State Farm.
Injuries, vehicle damage, and even fatalities can result from collisions with deer. However, you can avoid being a statistic with just a few precautions. Remember to practice safe driving habits like drive two and two, two eyes on the road, two hands on the wheel, and watch out for animals on the road.
Any other good tips?
Always practice caution when in known deer zones, and when you see a deer on the road, avoid swerving. When there's no oncoming traffic at night, use your high beams, and of course, don't rely on devices like deer whistles. Lastly, scan the road as you drive for deer and other animals.
For more on how you can protect yourself while driving, go to statefarm.com.
46 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Joy Brown and Roberta Fasnelli and Kenny and Richie and I have Amanda Turkle with us, who is a senior political reporter, politics managing editor of the Huffington Post. She writes, quote, Kim Davis, the county clerk who defied the federal court order to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples, emerged from jail on Tuesday and was greeted by hundreds of jubilant supporters carrying flags, crosses, and signs, one of which read, Supreme Court equals the new ISIS of America. Ooh. I, like you, Amanda, when I saw that, I fumed. What has been the reaction on social media to that comment and to your reporting?
Well, there's been a little bit of, I think people have been a little bit surprised by these signs, but maybe not too much. Most of the attention on what happened at the rally yesterday focused, I think, on Mike Huckabee and the sort of grandstanding role he took, you know, coming out and raising Kim Davis's arm, and reportedly his aide even blocked Ted Cruz from going to the microphones and talking to journalists because the governor wanted all the attention on himself. There were at least one Confederate flag spotted in the crowd, too. There were some pro-marriage equality counter-protesters. So it seemed like a bit of a circus yesterday.
So she has no plans to resign, it would appear.
No, she has no plans to resign. She plans to go back to work very soon. And the question now is whether she will comply with the judge's order to not interfere with the issuing of licenses to marriage licenses to same-sex couples. And so far, five of her six deputy clerks are issuing those licenses. The only holdout is her son, who's a deputy clerk. They see this position sort of as a family business. She's held it for quite a while, and she took it, I believe, from her mother. So now the question is, what is she going to do? Is she going to comply with the court's order, or is she going to interfere and she could end up back in jail?
All right. How many? She has twins. Does she have any other children beside? Is this son one of the twins, or is he another beside the twins?
I'm not sure how many kids she has.
Well, I know she got impregnated by a boyfriend when she was married to the first husband, had the twins, and then later on down the line married the guy who was the father, divorced him, went back to the second husband, and it's an interesting route that she's taken. And I'm also interested in this comment you made. Kind of reminds me of Blue Bloods, the family business. It is. It's kind of like assumed that these people are going to stay. So what? The reason I asked how many children she had, maybe she can fire the other five clerks and bring in other members of her family, and then they're back to refusing to give license. They all agree that they won't give any licenses
then
to same
sex
couples.
Get a suite at the family jail.
Yeah, right.
Well, I would think the judge would find that to be interference with the issuance of licenses, and I'm not sure when she's up for re-election, but it will be interesting to see if she is re-elected, because Rowan County, which is where this is all taking place, has Morehead State University, which has has actually quite a few LGBT supporters, but it also has this conservative Christian community, which she's a part of. And so you have this divide in this county, and that's why it's a bit more of a hotbed than some other more conservative places in Kentucky.
So one of the things that came up in this discussion is she became a Christian a few years ago. What religion was she before that?
I don't know which religion she was, but that has been part of the thing. Of people, her supporters have said, yes, she's been divorced 3 times. That's not exactly family values, but she became a Christian, so everything beforehand is forgotten.
Ah, I see. Well, I just am trying to figure out why. Well, I don't know. There's a lot of things to figure out here. Much ado about nothing, but it's captured the public's imagination. Obviously,
yeah, she's not gonna go along. There's no reason for her to go along. She's gonna do it again.
Yeah, and just keep going back.
She's
become a martyr. Right, yeah, she's all about, if you look at her life, and you're the shrink, Joy, look at her life, she's all about getting attention. Whatever happened in her earlier life, what she needs now more than anything else in her life is attention. Amanda, thank you for being here. Amanda Turkle from the Huffington Post about Kim Davis on Good Day. 51 past the hour. God knows I love her. She gets to know you. She goes to own you. It's a key woman.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Travel, an important thing for lots and lots of people who want to enjoy some time away, planning winter vacations now that summertime seems to be waning. Tom Parsons is here from bestfares.com. We're going to talk about whether it's fair that the Persian Gulf carriers and other carriers for other countries get subsidies, and how does that hurt our flagship carriers. Is there a $1 sale, $1 ticket available, and if so, where? And if not, what do we have in terms of the snooze or lose airfares? Tom Parsons with the details up next here on Good Day.
Now, Teach Bike Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, you've been left out. You're rejected. So how much does that hurt? Actually, a lot. Here's the biological science of it.
I'm a loser.
Your kid didn't get picked for the team, your daughter didn't make cheerleader, and you're left out on a promotion that you thought was guaranteed. Anytime we're left out, neglected, ignored, excluded, even in an internet chat room, it impacts our brains. Some people are so hurt by being left out, they actually become passive and numb. Why? Recent brain imaging suggests that people who are left out are really crushed and hurt, and the part of the brain that responds to physical pain lights up too. What's the cheap psychological trick? Into everyone's life, some rejection will fall. The quicker you replace the rejection with a success, the quicker the pain will go away. Got a question about rejection? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Today on AppCheck, remote, free from Apple, allows you to sync and control iTunes and Apple TV from any iDevice over your home Wi-Fi network. Remote.
It's a hit.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
Tom Parsons here on the Good Day program discussing air fares and what you pay to go, whether it's domestically or internationally. A lot of U.S. airlines, as we were talking about last week, not happy because some of the business, they've expanded rapidly. In the Middle East especially, added lots of planes and service, and now come these Persian Gulf carriers, some of the new ones, Emirates, and those airlines that are offering better service and less expensive service, they are going to win. It just makes, whether they're subsidized or not. But is it because they're subsidized that they have better service? Is that the reason?
I'm not sure if that's the primary reason. I mean, I think I said off this last week to you that I hadn't even heard of an airline called Emirates 20 years ago. But all of a sudden, we got the open skies, and that's something the U.S. airlines wanted. And now you've got Emirates flying to what? They're also flying the newest equipment.
Yep.
They're flying Dallas and Houston with the new Airbus 380s, you know, the double deckers. They're going to Los Angeles, San Francisco. And yeah, that's going to put a dent in the traffic. And Delta says, hey, I'm going to have to pull back some of my planes to Dubai. Well, you only have one. So how much traffic? You know, these guys are flying more. So I think they think it's a little dirty pool that these airlines are.
Well,
they're a good airline. They take you past the, you know, into the Middle East. They take you into, and they really are beating up these airlines pretty good.
So are they, if you were cheating with subsidies, is that true?
Well, you know, let's look at our subsidies. I mean, we give the airlines, we've given the airlines all kinds of subsidies over the years, from everything from bankruptcies.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me a U.S. airline other than Southwest that hasn't filed for bankruptcies. Tell me how the pension programs are working at the major airlines. They're under-subsidized because they're expecting the United States government to use. Look at 911. We gave the airlines billions of dollars to stay afloat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not uncommon that countries
help someone along. If they clean up their service, they'd be better off. Let's talk about the $1 Frontier sale. Was that? This is another airline that's going down the chuter pretty fast. Give us the quick story on the fares.
You know, any news is good news, and you get $1 to air travel. And tell me how many newspapers, how many TV stations, how many all that pick up on it, and it gets that name Frontier out there in the public eye. But you have to remember, Frontier is sort of like Spirit today. You have service fees, seat assignment fees. You have to pay for carry-on bag fees.
Junk airlines. Yeah. All right, so Frontier trying to make a name for themselves, so they offer a $1 fare for one day, and everybody covers it. Yeah, makes sense. Tom Parsons, check out the best fares at bestfares.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.